866-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's Earth Muffin Day. Everybody, have an Earth Muffin. Earth Muffin versus Monsanto. That's right. It's a science fiction movie come to life on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Monsanto versus the world. Did you see that in Vermont? Taking on, threatening Monsanto. They might make Monsanto have to say, we've genetically modified your food. And Monsanto say, well, we're going to sue the pants off you Vermonters. Or is it Vermont? Is it Maine? Where is it? Wherever it is. California, of course, the labeling issue we covered earlier in the week, last week as well. Is Monsanto going to defeat the people of planet Earth? Destroy all life on planet Earth until all that is left is a race of genetically modified cretins like Henry Waxman in Congress, who never met a dietary supplement he didn't like, or Senator Dick the Turban Durbin, who also never met a supplement he did not but did like. In fact, never met a drug he didn't. In fact, there's news on that front as well this hour. David William Steinman, he's got the doctor's prescription for healthy living. I've written many articles for that fine magazine. David Steinman's going to give us an update because guess what? He's running for Congress as a Green Party candidate. And he's running to defeat incumbent Henry the Weasel Waxman. It's like the World Wrestling Foundation, if there is such a thing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. If you'd like to be a part of this special Earth Muffin Day edition of the United States of Health Talk Radio, call me right now at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And if you are for Monsanto, it's a smackdown. But if you're not, you're a friend of mine. Come on in. Hey, how do you know if someone's a real friend of yours? They go to a farmer's market, and they come back and they bring you, or okay, this is true for me, they bring me durian, the stinky fruit from Thailand. That's right. That's a real friend who hates durian. He hates durian. The smell, the stink of durian. But I love the stuff. It's like a creamy custard from God. Have you ever seen that? I took the family out last week to an IMAX movie. I don't remember what it was called. It was like something like From the Wild or something. It was all about the orangutans and the elephants that are orphaned. And these nice organizations, one in Indonesia, I think another one in Africa or somewhere, how they help to rehab, get these critters back out into the jungle when they're ready. And one of the favorite treats of the orangutans, I know you're going to say, Robert, you're just an orangutan relative. Yeah, I'm an orangutan cousin. I don't mind. I don't mind being, am I related to orangutans? I don't know, but I like durian. They like durian. They're friends of mine. Well, my daughter likes durian, but my son and my wife don't like durian. And who can you blame? I mean, you open it up, it smells like stinky feet. Who's going to like it? But if you get past the smell, oh my gosh, what a heavenly custard from God coming out of there. Just wonderful. And high protein, if you will, in a fruit. It's amazing. Absolutely. How did I get on durian? You know what stinks today? It's not durian, it's Monsanto. It's the FDA, it's Henry Waxman. And it's the drones that the FDA, well, the government wants to send over to watch you. Do you know about these drones? The American sheeple have abandoned all liberty for a false sense of security. And the drones are out. They're out to watch you. But I'm going to give you a reason that we should support the drones. Yeah, that's right. I know. Call me. I've gone off my rocker. You've had one too many durian, Robert. No, I'm going to tell you a reason why we should support the drones if they would direct the activity in this particular direction. And you'll have to stand by. I'll explain that in a little while. Why would we want drones from the federal government? What could they do that would be positive and beneficial? This is a puzzler. We're going to have to think about this. All the notes are out there. The clues are there at robertscottbell.com. Did you go there today? robertscottbell.com. I just posted the notes. This is how wild and crazy and woolly Earth Muffin Day is going to be here on the show. I mean, I'm just firing from the hip, if you will. This is really, really wild, fun stuff we're doing. Again, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'll get to the drone issue, but it relates to FDA-approved drugs, I promise you. Now, in classrooms in New York, they're protesting something. It's kind of weird because some children are eating two breakfasts, right? Because the do-gooders in government that want to feed all of your children with pink slime, RBGH-infested mystery meat, they want to say, hey, mate, these kids aren't eating at home. Maybe they aren't. Let's feed them again. But New York City's health department is concerned that a free breakfast program... A free bread? Who's getting free? There's nothing on earth that is free. Okay, you can say the air that you breathe, but it comes at a cost. You have to breathe it. And, of course, if you're in certain areas of the world, you actually can see the air you breathe. Not a good sign. But free dumb, yes, that's something that's very non-free as well. It is won, hard won, every day by those of you who love liberty enough to see through the false security complex of post-9/11 American government. Freedom is not free. It comes at a very high price, as our founding fathers once knew. They always knew. It's the American sheeple of today that still don't know, at least those who have not yet come out and supported Ron Paul for the presidency. And by the way, if you missed my Friday broadcast on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio, we had Jack Hunter, the official campaign blogger for Ron Paul's run for the presidency, Ron Paul 2012. It is not over, folks. It is not over by a long shot. There's so much going on. Who wants Romney to be president? Who wants Romney to be the torchbearer for the Republican Party? Come on. It is not over. But what about this breakfast? Because you don't think Romney's going to roll back childhood breakfasts, right? They're going to say, oh, he's cruel. He's out of touch. He doesn't want to feed American children. What happened to mom and dad feeding American children? Well, I know they don't have enough money to buy the food because they're paying for government. And they're not technically paying because we know that over half the people aren't even paying federal taxes. And I like Ron Paul's perspective here, by the way. Good. We're halfway there. Enough of this. We don't need that. Now, oh boy, Blacklisted News came out with an incredible list. 30 things. You're going to be so happy that those of you still paying pay their fair share. Oh, my gosh. The things that you're going to think. One of them has to do with, I think, chimpanzee poop. Oh, my God. What kind of crazy show is this Earth Day? Robert Scott Bell, I don't know if I can handle anymore. Well, okay, you can turn it off, but you'll miss all the exciting things we're going to cover. So this is interesting about the double down on breakfast. Now, New York is sort of weirdly enough saying, well, we don't like it because a lot of these kids are double dipping. Yeah, they're eating a second breakfast. Now, why don't they like that? You think they're all about helping poor people to eat more than they need. Well, turns out that they're worried about these kids becoming obese. But why? Why are they really worried about the kids becoming obese? Well, there's another story here that I've linked at the Robert Scott Bell Show blog at robertscottbell.com. Is a fat tax in America's future? A fat tax. That's right. Half of you people are not paying taxes. We're going to bust your fatties, your fat little aspirins up, and we're going to make you pay. Because if you're fat, we're going to charge you more. A fat tax. 1 in 3 Americans believe that obese people should pay more in taxes than healthy weight people, according to a national survey conducted last week by the firm Phoenix Investment Partners, LLC, utilizing a national survey service. So what happens here? They feed the children antibiotic-laced, pink slime-filled mystery meat at their second breakfast of the day at their public government indoctrination center schools. And then guess what? It's good news, New York. You shouldn't be fighting against this. You'll be able to tax them even more for being fatties when they grow up. Isn't that lovely? Right? You create a society of fat poor people because you feed them junk food in the guise of being, well, it's government sanctioned, it's free, it's subsidized, it's pink slime with ammonia. Hey, we're going to clean out their innards. At least they'll have clean intestines because the meat that they eat will be ammonia laced. Isn't that lovely, everybody? Aren't you getting just so yummy, deliciously hungry? Well, you should listen to the opening of Friday's show again. Go back to the archives at Natural News Radio. I have them linked up at robertscottbell.com. Oh, my gosh. We talked about bacon. Not bacon flavored, but bacon ice cream. They actually put slabs of bacon in the ice cream. Of course, nitrite filled. Antibiotically. So we're not talking free grazing pigs here. We wouldn't want that to be in the ice cream, would we? And we're not talking organic raw ice cream either. We're talking factory farmed milk, pasteurized, homogenized, GMO maybe? Certainly in the recombinant bovine growth hormone. They're modifying genes to do that. Absolutely. And this is the kind of stuff we're doing. How are we going to survive as a people here in America? We put up with this nonsense, this dietary destruction, Monsanto versus the world. The rest of the world seems to be catching on and going, Monsanto, get the hell out of here. We're the only ones going, well, Monsanto, this is where the economy is. It's growing. No, it's growing sick, dependent, genetically modified people who are only going to be more dependent and enslaved to the pharmaceutical, medical, military, industrial complex, unable to think clearly. Because they're all going to have chemo brain. And boy, do we have news about chemo brain as well. Should be a moment of duh. They're acknowledging what that does to you. If you're stupid enough to go for chemo, it only makes you stupider. Oh, yes. Offensive on Earth Muffin Day? You bet. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we let loose on all things that embrace liberty and help you get back to where you would like to be. If you actually embrace freedom over a false sense of security, pseudo-security from the government. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A little bit later, David Steinman, he's taking on Henry Waxman in Hollywood La La Land to go to Congress. We'll see what's up with that and more. Stay tuned. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't think Homeland Security drones could have followed what I just did in that opening monologue on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Earth Muffin Day for you, for me, for all of us. That's why I have to travel all over the place today, all over planet Earth, because the whole world, is it celebrating? Is it decaying? Is it dying? Is Monsanto taking over the world with the help of our government, FDA, DEA even? Who else? Any of the alphabet soup agency, CDC. Earth Muffin Day celebrations. David Steinman coming up on the program shortly. If you'd like to be a part of it, pick up the phone right now. Dial it in, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 9-1. Hey, anybody know how long has the FDA been around? How long? A long time. Early in the 20th century, a really good doc was out there, a good researcher, and he is, of course, rolling over in his grave since that time, because the kind of thing that they thought of initially with the FDA, or a previous incarnation of it, early 20th century, was to kick out the German chemists, the organic chemists that were bringing in the aniline dyes, lead, all kinds of nasties they were throwing in food. And they said, pure food, the Pure Food and Drug Act. Harvey Wiley, Dr. Harvey Wiley, great guy in history, although overlooked. They acknowledge him, but boy, oh boy, if he saw the FDA today, he'd come back as Jason from Friday the 13th and take them all out, because it's horrific. They've actually poisoned. They facilitate the poisoning of the food supply. They do not protect you from those drugs. They protect the drug companies from you after they hurt you. And now, a new article here, we've got linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. They decide to start tracking drugs after they're on the market. Oh yeah, hallelujah! Who's gonna they, you know the most dangerous time to take a drug? The first 5 to 10 years after approval by FDA. If your doctor prescribes a drug you've never heard of, I wish you'd never heard of any of them, but let's just say you ask your doc, hey, when did this get approved by the FDA? Oh, it was about 2 years ago. Doc, not me, not now, not ever. Go somewhere else. Find something that's been on the market for 30 years. Not that I'm endorsing any of these FDA-approved drugs, but the reality is they won't know for 5 to 10 years how dangerous, how deadly the drug is until they experiment on you. That's the secondary phase of, not the approval process, because they've already approved it, but it's the secondary phase of identifying how dangerous the drug is and how bad it is and how it doesn't even work for what they prescribe it for. So what is it now suddenly? FDA is going to track. We're going to start tracking the drugs. Are they microchipping the drugs? We've talked about that. Yeah, they're microchipping it. Make sure it goes all the way down to your duodenum and on through and out. Well, maybe if it doesn't leave, that's okay too. They don't care. But why now? After they rubber stamp these drug applications? I mean, was it Vioxx? Remember Vioxx? We approve Vioxx. Oh, it COX-2 inhibiting drugs. It will take care of everybody's arthritic pain. You athletes out there, just pump yourselves full of Vioxx. And, of course, heart attacks galore, tens of thousands. The FDA's focus on post-marketing drug safety comes after the agency was sharply criticized as being slow to respond to drug side effects, notably, of course, Vioxx. A painkiller, guess what? Merck and Company pulled 5 years after approval. Remember I said that magic 5 years? Not before five. I would say 10, but at least 5, because of a link between heart attacks and strokes, COX-2 inhibiting drugs. And they argued, well, the risks are, yeah, they're bad, but it's worse if the drug's not on the market. What about all those people suffering from pain? Well, one way to get rid of pain is to kill the patient. And that's a brutal, horrible, yucky thing to ever say. But that is the reality of the FDA drug approval process. They don't know what the drugs do, and the side effects are actually direct effects of the drug. Do you know that? If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you may not realize that. If you're a longtime listener to the show, you understand that what I'm speaking out against is not health care, but disease management, managing the diseases that they create. Yes, the FDA, Fear and Death Administration. Fake drugs approved, whatever you want to call it, without dropping F-bombs. not, you know, a food. That I guess that's an F-bomb to the FDA, food, organic, non-GMO food. That's an F-bomb. Yeah, that you say that, they're coming after you with their drones. The drones are coming. Attack of the drones. Wasn't it the drone wars? Was it the drone wars or was it the clone wars? Clone, drone. Hey, it rhymes. What the heck? Star Wars, the drone wars. George Lucas was a little bit off on what he should have been writing about. With little public attention, dozens of universities and law enforcement agencies have been given approval by federal aviation regulators. Right, FAA. Federal government going, oh, of course we're going to rubber stamp these drones. If they hit your airplane or helicopter, they're little. It won't be so bad. Unmanned aircraft, known as drones, according to documents obtained via Freedom of Information Act requests. More than 50 institutions that received approvals to operate remotely piloted aircraft are more varied than many outsiders and privacy experts previously knew. They include not only agencies such as the DUH, the moment of DUH, Department of Homeland Security, right, fake security, but also smaller ones such as the police departments in North Little Rock, Arkansas. What are you doing, trying to find the cousins of Bill Clinton and Hillary? Why do you need drones in the North Little Rock, Arkansas police department? How about Ogden, Utah? Are you searching for stray Mormons that, you know, decided not to go on their mission? Yes, track them down with drones. How about the University of North Dakota? Are the Black Hills of South Dakota or North Dakota? Pardon my geographical ignorance. I'll have to ask my six-year-old. She'll know. Yes, we want to track down if anybody's going to see those presidents that are carved into the side of a rock. You know, we got to track them down with drones. Nicholas State University in Louisiana. We are searching for all you. Who are those people in Louisiana, right? In the bayou, right? The crawfish. Are you taking more crawfish than you have license to take? We're coming after you. You cannot run away from us. That's right, you Creoles. I'm telling you, everybody will be targeted ultimately by these drones. If you think they're only going after terrorists, name one of those organizations that's actually tracking down terrorists with drones. Even the Department of Homeland Security is more interested in feeling up your grandma and pulling down her diaper, much less your children, or ogling you ladies that happen to have endowments above the waist. You know what I'm saying? The information was released by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. It came to light as the FAA gears up to advance the widespread use of drones. By the fall of 2015, Congress wants the agency to integrate remotely piloted aircraft throughout U.S. airspace. I mean, literally, what is that James Cameron movie, The Terminator? What was that called, Skynet? Do you think that Hollywood imitates life or life imitates Hollywood here? Are you ready to, can you go underground? Will you be tracked? You already have RFID chips in just about everything you carry. How long will it be before they say, hey, put it in your retina, put it in your palm, right? The cell phones are there. You're already requesting them. And the thing that was different between Orwell and Huxley was actually a little more correct. Huxley said we would beg to be tracked. We would beg to be followed. Orwell thought they'd do it by force. No, the American people have become the American sheeple. And they're laying down and saying, sure, track me, drug me, love me, feed me, hug me, tax me. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scadbell Show. We got lots more things to do. David Steinman's coming up. How can we take Henry Waxman out of Congress? We can support the Green Party candidate here on Earth Muffin Day on the Robert Scadbell Show. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the program. Check all the links out at robertscadbell.com. Lots more to go. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the show, the number is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Glad to have you with me on Earth Day. We don't stop for nothing here. And, of course, if the drones are tracking you, it's likely because, well, I guess you love liberty. They're certainly tracking Ron Paul, but they're also ignoring him. Have you noticed that? But the Ron Paul revolution continues. Covered that on Friday. You've got to check it out. The delegates, they are being racked up, and it's going to be an interesting, very interesting August for the Republican National Convention. So don't give up, never give up, never surrender, as they say, unless you're surrendering to a higher power. That would be the creator of creators, God. And that is a spiritual message momentarily. Of course, we integrate spirit into everything we do here because freedom endowed to us, to each of us, by that which created us all, not coming from FDA, not coming from government, certainly not coming from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. David Steinman coming up shortly. This is an amazing thing. I have endorsed a Green Party candidate. You know, I'm a Ron Paul Republican kind of guy, not Republican in the big sense of it, but a Ron Paul kind of guy here. But here's a guy I know personally. He's running to unseat Henry Waxman, the guy that's never met a supplement that he liked or wanted to not get rid of. And we're going to hear from him momentarily. But, you know, we've been dumbed down. The things that are happening here in America are stupefying. You know, and occasionally there's actually science to show how stupid things are, how stupid we may have become as a people, as a culture, as ones that worship the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Some people like John Rappaport call it the Church of Biological Mysticism. How is it that we've become so stupid? What are we doing? What are we embracing? What are we allowing doctors to do to us? Well, that could only be known as today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, kind of a sad Moment of Duh. It's brought to you by Chemo Brain. That's right, something that didn't exist in the history of humanity before modern medicine took over healthcare and made it disease management and disease creation. Researchers at Moffitt Cancer Center and colleagues at the University of South Florida and University of Kentucky have found that breast cancer survivors who have had chemotherapy, radiation, or both do not perform as well on some cognitive tests as women who have not had cancer. Wait a second. The control group is women who have had cancer but no chemo? No, women who have not had cancer. You know, this is a bizarre kind of study, but it goes to the heart of what we've been saying here as well. There's no such thing as a chemotherapy deficiency disease, and that includes cancer. Cancer is not evidence of a lack of chemotherapeutic, if I can call it therapeutic. It's really chemotoxic drugs, mustard gas derived from World War I, World War II, converted petrochemicals into poison. And the idea is that we'll poison the cancer cells. We hope that they die faster than the rest of you dies. And they wonder, why might it be attacking brain cells and making people who accept chemotherapy even, I know this is politically incorrect to say, stupider than they already were. It's not stupid in the sense it's fear-induced stupidity. Fear-induced stupidity. Did I create that out of thin air? Fear-induced stupidity. When they say cancer, it's like, who was it? Richard Pryor, when he did the concert that he did. I don't know. It was made into a movie. I couldn't remember the name of it. But he said, snake, boom, run into a tree. You know, you get so scared, you're like in a panic mode. You, all sense is gone. And this is what happens when you worship in the Church of Biological Mysticism. You believe in doctors so much, cancer oncologists, they say, cancer, you go, poison me, doc! Radiate me, doc! And of course, you may not be stupid, you might be frightened into stupidity. And then when you accept this, you end up really stupid because of the destruction of the cognitive abilities via the chemo radiation, etc. Take your selenium. Please, God, please, get your selenium. Call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077 right now. Say, Jonathan, hook me up with some selenium. Get me some superfoods. Get me some essential fats. Let's reduce this cancer-induced stupidity. No, chemo-induced stupidity. Hey, we're coming right back with David Steinman. He's running against, guess who? Henry Waxman. We're going to hear from him. How can we unseat the weasel? Stand by. We'll be back with that.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are most definitely rocking the health world as we do every week right here on GCN, all over planet Earth on the web as well. You can call us at 800-259-5791. And we are moving into the political healing segments of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And I've got some more, cures for cancer as well. We'll talk about it. In fact, a lot of things you can read about in a magazine called The Doctor's Prescription for Healthy Living. And occasionally I get to write for that great magazine, great information. You can find it online, freedompressonline.com. The editor is also a friend of mine, David William Steinman, and he's running for Congress in District 33 in California. Guess what? To unseat the weasel that loves drugs and hates dietary supplements, Henry Waxman. And he doesn't know this, but I endorsed him on Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I came out and said, the Green Party candidate for Congress in District 33 in California, David Steinman, he's the guy. We got to support him. And he joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show live. David Steinman, welcome back.
Robert, thank you very much for that and that endorsement. Thank you so much. That means a lot. We're going to win. We've got the best campaign going, and we're going to beat Henry Waxman. And for everyone that we're talking with today, he has been a terrific enemy of health and medical freedom.
Yeah, very much so. He's gotten the ire of the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, and when I heard you were running against him, I said, oh, God bless David, you're doing the right thing, because we have got so much of these attacks on our ability to speak freely about all the things that you know from your magazine all these years you've been writing about, the things that can actually help the American people.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I decided to run, there were many reasons, but pertinent to what we're talking about now, is that and some of my advertisers were raided by the Food and Drug Administration, Maxim Labs, and have been harassed by the Federal Trade Commission. And it was Henry Waxman who wrote into a House a Wall Street reform bill. He wrote in language a few years ago that would empower the FTC to write their own rules without congressional oversight and give them even more power to harass nutrition companies for simply telling the truth, or for, you know, finding a great study and then linking to it from their website to the study website. Not to say that this is a drug or going to cure anything, but to give people more information so they can know that how nutritional supplements work.
Right.
So I saw this happening to my own advertisers in Healthy Living Magazine, good companies. Jim Cole runs Maxim Labs. I don't know if he's been on the show, but he's certainly worth having. And his supplement, PCA, has been very, very popular in the autism community. It's a supplement that's based on the notion that probiotics, beneficial bacteria, can actually help the body to detoxify. As you know, we use bacteria to clean up oil spills, and bacteria can also digest and detoxify heavy metals. You know, bacteria even produce a little bit of silver. So they're very versatile little critters there. And Jim's product has been very important in the autism community for helping kids to detoxify without using medications. And the FDA went after him because of its popularity. So when a product gets popular,
yes,
they try to dethrone it. They try to take it down.
Well, we know that the defense the FDA is posing is protecting the American public. We see right through that, as we have for years, and realize it's protecting the pharmaceutical industrial complex from the people that they're hurting.
Well, here's what I tell folks when they ask how we're going to improve healthcare. The day that we can get the FDA to stop telling people toxic sludge and bisphenol A are healthy for them and raw milk is dangerous is the day we will finally start to improve this nation's health quotient. This is an agency that is so upside down in its approach to health and so closed off
mm-hmm.
to what actually prevents disease. You know, this is why Henry's on the healthcare bill was basically him giving away billions of dollars to the corporate health insurers, a giveaway to them to put more people on their rolls, without recognizing that if we're really going to save money and make Americans healthier, we need to incorporate health and nutrition.
Yes.
Nutrition into preventive medicine and complementary and alternative medicine into the healthcare in our country.
And David, you know this, if we would just teach people how to grow food in the inner city on whatever plot of land or little pot that they can put together there, we would see a rise in health in the inner city poor more than any amount of pharmaceutical drugging of the poor, which they're already overdrugged as it is.
Oh, one of the things that I just attended a sustainable food conference at UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles, and I met with a guy, very interesting fellow. His name is DeArtic and Scorza, and he's the executive director at the Social Justice Learning Institute. And he's been spreading the garden, the urban garden
David,
message throughout.
Stand by. We're going to talk about spreading that garden message. Good news here on Earth Day with David Steinman running against Henry Waxman in California District 33. You want to support him? Steinman2012.com. Got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you love liberty, you're a friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you can call us at 800-259-5791. A dear friend of mine who also loves liberty is David Steinman. He's running for Congress, District 33, California, Steinman2012.com. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. And he's running as a Green Party candidate. I have also endorsed an independent in Colorado who's running on a message and passion for freedom. We have endorsed a Democrat before in Iowa who is running for Agriculture Secretary, Francis Tickey, a great guy we did. And, of course, I'm a Ron Paul guy who is a Republican. So the labels don't matter to me. Do you love liberty? That's what we're all about. David Steinman is that. And we were talking about establishing health in the inner city poor, not with drugs, not with more government intervention, but the people are growing gardens, teaching everybody how to grow. David, man, it's great stuff that's happening.
Well, it is. And when I'm in Congress, I'm going to support groups like the Arctic Discourses here in the South Bay. You know, what the problem is that you get stores that will sell really nice vegetables and fruits in neighborhoods that make over $45,000 a year, median income, but they don't come into the inner city neighborhoods. And instead, everyone's left with Popeyes and Burger King, yes, and so on. And so the Artigans started this movement to do gardens, and kids are eating it up, literally, and they're becoming healthier. And it's things like this, working from the grassroots up and looking at our most vulnerable communities, that's going to make our nation much stronger. It's really important to support organizations like the Arctic and Scorza. And you can look them up on Facebook. The Arctic and Scorza, director at Social Justice Learning Institute, what he's doing with the urban gardens is great. Stephen Kennedy Smith has his vertical gardens, and he's teaching, yes, inner city folks how to grow stuff in very compact areas. So
yes, that's important, happening. David. David, what you're saying is so great, because it's now people empowering people as the way it was and should be, because the inefficiency of going all the way to this place, 10 miles square, former reclaimed swampland, to say, oh, come help us 3,000 miles. You know, we can help each other right on the ground level. And I saw this yesterday. I was at an Earth Day event at Mirando Farms in Fort Lauderdale. Hello to all of my friends out there, the Robert Scott Bell Show. And they were out there teaching just like this. There was even a government public school in West Broward that was now growing organic right on the school property. The principal was open to it, and they're actually doing it. And it is a changing time, and they're not waiting for Washington, D.C. politicians and bureaucrats. They're doing it on the local level.
Well, you know, I wrote Diet for a Poison Planet, Safe Shopper's Bible, Safe Trip to Eden, just to do that, to empower people to go around Congress. And even when I'm elected, I know the real key is to empower people at the grassroots level. Congress follows. It's always going to follow the people. And we really do have to empower people to make smart choices when they're shopping, for example. How do I know which household cleaning product is going to be safe for me? This is the kind of cosmetics. How do I know which cosmetics are safe? This is the kind of information that lets people democratize the marketplace. And that's what I've been doing all my life. I want to bring this kind of empowerment to Washington. And you're right, it's not about labels. I'm a Green because of their 10 values. But I'm an American who loves liberty like you, Robert. I know we, yes, have to fight for health and medical freedom. We have to fight for empowering the population, and we can't just start passing bills in Congress without being responsible to people for how we spend their money. And by actually reading the bills, that might be a good start too.
Oh, my gosh, reading the bills. You mean we have to send somebody that can read? Send David Steinman to Congress, please. District 33. And, of course, you're in a very Hollywood left kind of crowd. It's not like they're going to likely vote for a Republican, although a lot of the left has embraced a lot of what Ron Paul has said. But you have an opportunity here to actually do something no one's been able to do and genuinely challenging Waxman.
We can win this because our polling, and we've done extensive polling, shows that we're getting a huge percentage of votes from all sides of the political aisle. And the reason why that is because I'm the only candidate who can come to people and say, I'm not going to raise your taxes. What I'm going to do first is look at how we're spending your money, like a.k.a. the GSA, the General Service Administration, and their million-dollar parties in Las Vegas. Let's take care of how we're misspending money first. So people who are, you know, Republicans generally like that. But also, I'm the strongest environmental candidate, and I'm also the most progressive. I know that the way to prevent our next war is to make our country energy efficient. And I know that here in the 33rd District in California, we have very abundant nearby geothermal resources. I'm the only candidate who called for decommissioning the San Onofre nuclear plant. It's a time bomb waiting to happen when we have a big earthquake, and we will. Whether in our generation or the next, we are going to have such devastation to this coastline if we don't decommission it now.
Yes.
We saw it in Japan. We need to learn some lessons.
Oh, you think? Everybody's got chemo brain. I mean, if it's not outright chemo toxic medicines for cancer, it literally is, from antibiotics to pesticides to vaccinations in childhood, all of these things dumbing the population down. We got to wake them up. We got to wake up the Hollywood left to get behind you if they haven't already, David. So has Waxman agreed to debate you?
We have two or three debates scheduled. We've invited Waxman. He has refused to debate. I think I've done really well in the debates. I think I've won them. We have a great campaign strategy. And for all your listeners, you know, please visit me at David Steinman for Congress on Facebook. Just give me your thoughts. Let me know you support me. It means a lot. You can contribute at Steinman2012.com, Steinman2012.com. Any amount of support is great. We've got the next 5 to 6 weeks are going to be critical. Our June 5th primary, we're going to really have to get out the vote. So I really appreciate all of your audience's support.
Oh, well, we appreciate you, David, and I want to have you on during the week, this week, if not next, then, to talk further about your campaign, in this case, for real liberty, health freedom, energy independence, as you said, and taking out the San Onofre nuclear facility, because I'm very concerned about that, even though I'm far from you, geographically speaking, but I know it impacts many of my friends, loved ones out there on the West Coast, and we need to do something more about it. So, David, thank you so much. Steinman 2012, go there, support them. Even if you're not in the district, you can do so. And let's take Henry Waxman to the woodshed. Send him back home where he'll do less harm to the American people. Thank you, David.
Thanks, RSB.
All right. It's always great to have him on. Check also out Freedom Press Online for the doctor's prescription for healthy living. Great articles available to you there. This is the beginning of healing, as I'm hearing dial tones. You're not hanging up on me yet, are you? We got a whole other hour of healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, we're going to talk about 30 things you will not believe your taxpayer-funded dollars are supporting. Why? Well, here at least we're reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.